Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 31st. The student ministry, volunteers, students, and chaperones are all coming back from the beach today, so please pray for safety on the road and also that what we've learned will continue to grow in our hearts. Today we're in Luke chapter 13. Verses 10 through 17, it's a very short passage about the cripple woman healed. Now, this woman is healed on the Sabbath, and those around Jesus who are the leaders and the Pharisees and those who are in charge are not happy about this. They cannot see how wonderful Jesus' healing is because they are worried about transgressing the Sabbath. Now, before I start making fun of them, I went back to Exodus chapter 31, and the language about keeping the Sabbath is strong. Verse 13 says this, "Say to the Israelites, you must observe the Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. For 6 days, work is to be done, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day is to be put to death." And because of the strong command, I think the Pharisees built up these extra laws around the law to keep the Sabbath holy and not to do work. And so they started making these designations. You can do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can do that. Basically, anything that looked like a little bit of work, they could not do. And yet, Jesus on the Sabbath is teaching in the synagogue, and a woman who is in pain for 18 years, he heals her. He goes about the restorative, quote, work on the Sabbath, and they cannot see the good in it because they are so tied up in the legalistic rule following, which can be a good thing, effort to obey God. But the relationship with God and the understanding that he is about restoration and healing is lost. That's just a quick overview of it. Now I'm going to read it for you, and I just ask that the Holy Spirit would interpret his word to us. Jesus heals a crippled woman on the Sabbath. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. And a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days to work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what has bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Jesus heals a woman on the Sabbath. He sets her free from her infirmity. And what is her response? She praises the Lord. As I think about turning to prayer today and thinking about the mission of the church as this is Missions Monday, I want us to pray specifically for the students of Mountain Brook Baptist. I want to pray that God's love and his pity would reach their hearts, that they would be freed from their desires for worldly things, and that they would be drawn to the Lord, and that they would live lives that praise the Lord. Will you pray with me? O God of grace, we thank you for being our Father, allowing us as your children to come into your presence. We are mindful of the fact that without Jesus, we are not worthy. He is our righteousness. We thank you, Lord, for your purposes in this world. We ask, Lord, specifically for the youth of our church, that you would draw them to yourself. You would remind them of your goodness and your purposes for their lives. We pray for provision in their lives. We pray for good travel back for those who are able to go on the beach retreat. And for those who were engaged in other things this week, Lord, bless and keep them. Make your face to shine upon them. Be gracious to them. And ultimately, Lord, help them not to go through life without a pure and holy passion for you. Lord, as we ask for provision in their lives, we pray those same prayers over ourselves, that you would help us to be about your glory, your kingdom. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray all of these things. Amen. This weekend, we've been talking about three circles that describe our relationship with God and his perfect design. All right, what is the first circle?
The first circle is God's design. And God's design was for a man and a woman to be together and like one in them not to make any sense. And then, yes.
And what is the symbol?
It's a heart.
A heart. Good job. All right. Anybody else want to talk about what happened to the God's design?
When we sin, we start living in the world of brokenness, and we start veering to things that are not as important as God, like relationships and money, but we need to start focusing towards him rather than those things.
Exactly. And what is the symbol that we use for that?
A crack.
A crack. All right. Tell me about the third circle.
Once we realize we're in brokenness, we repent and read about the gospel, which is the third circle.
All right. How do we represent the third circle?
With an arrow and then a cross and then an arrow going up.
Okay, what does that mean?
God coming down, or Jesus coming down, Jesus dying on the cross and then going back up to heaven.
Depends on you for the victory. mercy.